Good morning, Ricky's. Happy Open Line Thursday to all. You're welcome to call us throughout the show at 800-636-1067. That is our phone number, the MGM National Harbor Lister Lines. We are the Junks, and we're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Richard Ricardo.
Hello. Good morning to you.
We're getting there. It's almost Friday.
And John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. That is your show today. You got a three-man junk show getting you through this Thursday. Eric Bickle in Ithaca, New York, watching Cornell volleyball. So you got a three-man show on this Open Line Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Got a lot of NFL talk today. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. He will join the show at 7:20. And, of course, at 8 o'clock, Dave Richard will join us to talk all things fantasy football because week three starts
in how many hours?
14-ish.
14 and a half.
14-ish hours. You have an AFC East matchup. Jets at home. I think that's their home opener. Pretty sure it is.
Because they opened in San Francisco.
And they played at Tennessee last week.
At Tennessee.
So they host the Patriots tonight. So be sure to get your lineups in.
Get your lineups in.
Get all your fantasy football advice from my pal Dave Richard.
Yeah. And man, there's been so many key injuries early in the season.
There's been a lot. There's been a ton.
People are scrambling around for backup plans.
You better have some decent depth on your fantasy football benches or you are torpedoed 2 weeks into the season.
I mean, there's one league that I'm completely cooked in already.
Already? You can just look at your roster.
Well, because it's a super flex league.
Yeah.
So you've got two quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And Tua was one of my quarterbacks.
That hurts.
So it's not like you could go on the wire and go get a Baker Mayfield. There's nobody available.
You're gonna go on the wire and be lucky to get like a Will Levis type.
Well, this is who I had to pick up.
Yeah.
I had to pick up. Yeah. His name's Daniel Jones.
The only upside to Daniel Jones is that he actually starts games.
Well,
and that's about the only thing you can say.
Well, I picked up Skylar Thompson, too, who, of course, is to his backup.
Right.
But that's what you get when you are in a super flex league
that's
and one
rough.
Of your guys goes down in the first couple weeks.
Yeah.
You're scrambling around.
It's brutal.
So
was Malik Willis available? He might not even play because
I think Jordan Love was practicing.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, he was practicing, but he was limited. I can't imagine he's going to go. I know what he said. He said he hopes to play.
I think it's going to be another week. For one more week.
Yeah. But I think he was available, but no, I did not pick him up. I went with Skyler and I went with Daniel Jones.
Very good.
But yeah.
Well, not very good, but it's about all you could do.
No, it's not good at all. I'm done in that league.
Yeah,
0-2.
You're already just punting.
And I had Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first pick.
Yeah.
I went wide receiver heavy in the mm-hmm. first few rounds. You're in the same league.
Ah, okay. I can't keep up with all the leagues. I don't even know what league you're talking
about. Yeah, it's the AVA league.
Okay. I am in that league.
You are.
I am well aware.
So my first two picks were Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase. I said, you know what? I'm going to have a great team.
Or so you thought.
I slept on the quarterbacks a little bit. I pushed them down the draft.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd get some good ones. So I got Tua and Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence sucks. Tua's hurt.
Yeah.
And now Tyreek Hill's number is going to go down. So, yeah, it's just one of those years, man.
I feel a little bit like EB in that I'm a little bit bummed that the Commanders don't play until Monday. I kind of want to see that game on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'd like it just early season feels like the Commanders-Bengals should be like a 1 p.m. kickoff.
Should be.
Got to wait until Monday night.
Well, it also sucks because you've got to stay up late. You do. I don't.
Well, that is true. I'll probably be up until midnight.
Because I will get up at Tuesday. I'll try and watch a little bit of it live.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll get up early Tuesday morning. I'll go right through all the commercials in the halftime, and I'll watch it in about 45 minutes.
I'm stunned that you have the discipline not to like check your phone while you're trying to go to sleep, see what's going on in the game. You just don't have that urge.
No, I want to be surprised.
I have that urge.
You would do it.
I just know that if there's a game ongoing, especially if I have fantasy sweats, and I have fantasy sweats in every game because I'm in like seven leagues,
mm-hmm.
I can't tear myself away from it. I have to be updated on it kind of as it's happening.
No, I can't do that. I usually just wait. I'm going to be surprised in the morning.
Yeah.
I told you I missed some of the game because I had a soccer game at 1 p.m. Right. on Sunday. The worst possible time to schedule a soccer game.
You should talk to whoever runs the league and does the scheduling there.
The commissioner. I mean, it's just a one-hour game.
Yeah, but still, you should call the commissioner and say, look, dude, you understand that the entire country loves NFL football. You're scheduling games at 1 p.m. You need to schedule these games at like 9 a.m.
They have
it could be a field
over 20 fields at the Soccerplex. Okay. You've been there before.
Yeah, sure.
They're awful.
Okay.
They're awful. Well, parking lot jam. They've got games going nonstop.
I would just.
You grew up playing travel soccer. When did we play, Cakes?
I can't remember. That was so
we
long ago.
We played on Sundays.
I would just at least let my voice be heard. And I would lodge a mini protest.
Well, point is, I recorded it. I then watched the second half of Buddy's House. And then I just watched the game, I guess like Jason does, basically on fast forward to watch every play. Sometimes, look, even if he finds out, he's going to have to watch the game anyway. So like finding out the result in advance of him watching the last three quarters doesn't really matter.
I mean, if there's a huge play, if I don't watch the game, there's a huge play at the end of the third quarter, and you guys start talking about it, what do I do?
Right.
I mean, I got to know what happened in the game, so I got to watch every single play.
I don't know if I like that whole fast-forwarding, and then just I like the flow of just watching it. Like, I'm committed to watching the Commanders game for 3 hours, like on a Sunday.
Right.
I like the halftime break. I like the fact that they're... I like the commercials. It lets me go do whatever I need to do for 3 or 4 minutes, come back, and re-engage. Just fast-forwarding through every play.
You don't even have to fast-forward now, because if you have just a skip, you just hit 15 seconds, and you just... What do you miss? The huddle. That's what you miss.
I don't know that I like that.
You can see every play. Just,
you and I are different.
There's an ebb and flow to NFL games that I like. Just
of course,
watching it live.
Yeah. But if you're not able to watch it live, or you're like Jason, who can't stay up past 9:30,
I think you miss out a lot of the nuances, a lot of what they're discussing in between the players.
You're probably right.
There's definitely some of that. Yeah.
But for 1 week, Drabby, I mean,
something comes up. Yeah.
Even though I mean,
if they played every Monday night, then obviously I probably wouldn't do that. But for one out of 17, I got to do it.
It's weird. I do like getting nuggets from the broadcast, but I also have gone on record saying I would watch the game if a chimpanzee was doing the play-by-play, because it doesn't really matter. Like, I just want to see what's happening in the game. I need to digest.
I was thinking about
this the other day. You know, eventually we're not going to be doing radio anymore. It's the way life is. Mm-hmm. You move on.
Yep.
Are you going to watch Commanders games? When you don't have to talk about it, you're going to watch Commanders games start to finish?
Probably, because it's the NFL.
Because it's the NFL. I'm used to it. It's the game that's in my current home market.
Right, right.
And I'm too much of a miser to pay the $600 or whatever it is for a Sunday ticket. Mm-hmm. So probably yes.
And you're still going to be in fantasy leagues.
Oh, well, that's of course.
You're going to be in fantasy leagues
I'm in an assisted living facility.
Yeah.
And then I'll have the nurse come help me set my lineup.
Yeah.
You know? I hope she's abreast as to what's going on in the NFL in whatever year that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's depressing, but it's probably true.
I mean, we've been watching, you know, for 30 years, we've been watching the Skins/football team/Commanders.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of bad football.
A lot of bad football.
Three decades.
But you grew up watching. I know that you're a Niners fan, but you grew up watching... game start to finish. I don't understand why that would change when you're 70, when you're 80, whenever the heck you're
you might be right.
Games.
You might be right. I was just thinking about that the other day. But, you know, life's different now.
Right.
I mean, when I was 13 years old, that's all I did. I was planting myself in front of the television. But when I'm 60, I can't imagine.
Pretty much all
that.
I do at 54. Yeah. Sunday, 12:55 hits, and I've locked in all of my fantasy lineups. Pretty much dialed in. There's not really anything else in the schedule Sunday afternoon.
True, but you kind of know you have to, because the NFL, it's a huge topic.
Sure.
So you know we have to talk about it all week.
Got to stay up.
Yeah, but why would it be different than the majority of Americans who are watching?
Life changes. I don't know. Life changes.
You're just pondering life. But your life is going to change, in that your kids ultimately will get married. You'll have grandkids.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to see them as much. So you're going to be home. And the football and the TV, that's going to be your best friend.
Those are going to be your kids.
But my point is, you know, when their life changes and they go to the next stage, you know, maybe on a weekend I'm going to see them and the grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not watching football
Grandpa
the entire
Bishop.
Weekend.
Like the sound?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it. Yeah, I was pondering life.
All right. It is an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number. The MGM National Harbor listener lines. Let's go to Brennan. He's calling in from Winston-Salem. You must be listening on the Odyssey app. We thank you for that. What's up, Brennan?
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing this
doing
morning?
Doing well. Good morning.
What's going
thank
on?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Who's Wake Forest playing this weekend?
You probably know more than I do.
Actually, I think they're off. They might be off this weekend.
I'm a transplant.
Okay, got you. What's up?
So I'm sure y'all are sick of kind of hearing about the commander's name, but I feel like I've got the name and I'm sleeping on it, and I just got to share it with the world.
Oh, you hold on. You feel like you have the magic new name for the Washington football franchise?
I've got the name.
Right, hold on. I'm going to give you a short drum roll.
When did it come to you? Was this an epiphany? Did you have a dream? How'd it happen?
You know, I don't know exactly the moment, JP, but, you know, it hit me sometime over the summer, and I've just been listening to all these donks call in and cakes. I'm going to throw you in there.
Yeah.
The gold.
Watch the gold. I loved it. Everybody else
throw it away.
Freaking hated it. Trust me. I bounced it off a lot of people. I didn't have one person liked it. So this is dangerous territory you're going into, Brennan, but go ahead.
All right, well, let me paint a picture for you fellas here.
All right.
We're coming off a bye week. Mm-hmm. It's a Tuesday evening. You know, we're missing football. We're yearning for it. You turn on SportsCenter, the preview and the upcoming week's games, and you hear it's Sunday night, the Eagles are traveling down 95 to take on the District. Now, let that sink in, and I'll tell you why. The District is the new name for the Washington team.
I like the name if it's just the District. But are you not throwing in Washington?
It's Washington District?
No, it's the Washington District.
Don't like that.
So it's the Washington District.
It's the Washington District. Anytime you use it talking about whether we're going to play somebody or somebody's coming to play us, you know, the Eagles are coming to play the District. The District is going down south to take on the Cowboys. It sounds like the entire DMV is about to get rowdy. I don't know. It makes it move a little bit down there for me, boys.
You may be the only one. You may be it, my friend.
There's not much going on in Winston-Salem.
I got more.
There's nothing happening in my pants.
It's better than Commanders.
District is better.
I got more.
100% better.
Hold on. You have another?
I got multiple reasons. Come on. I made a list.
Okay.
I got to prepare for this call.
All right.
First, it's just a solid name. It's to the point. It's quick. It's one of those I'm partial to the singular names with the no S.
So I'm not that guy for the most part.
I said I made an exception
for gold, sure.
It's got the hard D in the front. You know, you can do what you want with that. The versatility of the name, just like the wordplay alone. You know, teams and fans, you know, you don't cross the district line. You know, you do that t-shirts called, you know, it's Districtly Business.
This guy's really thought about it.
Man, you have thought about this.
You put a lot of work into this name.
Hit the Skins could be Districtly Speaking. You know, I mean, come on. It's endless. It's endless. And just think about it. The Eagles traveling down 95 to take on the District. It feels like we're all about to get up and get into a fight.
When are people going to get over it? I don't think they're going to change the name. I know Cakes believes they are. Every year they move down the road, it's going to be less and less likely that they're going to change the name. And let me tell you something.
Thank you, Brennan. Appreciate
a little under my skin.
Guys,
these
y'all.
Petitions, these people grasping with the petitions, they've infected our timeline on Twitter.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
There's a million responses about Chief Blackie or whatever the hell is going on. It's not happening. They're not going back to the Redskins.
No.
Right. And I don't think they're going to change the name from Commanders.
I think they will, but they're taking their sweet time with it. It's not a priority.
There's no urgency.
The number one priority is finding some place to build the stadium.
Right.
That is priority 1 through 10. The name is, it's on the back burner, but I refuse to believe that the Harris Group likes the
name. By the time they make the decision on the stadium, mm-hmm. where they're going to play or build the stadium, that's going to be 6-7 years down the road.
Right.
So they're not going to change the name before they build a new stadium. They might do it simultaneously,
mm-hmm.
but they're not going to change the name in 3 years and then build the stadium in 4 or 5. So I think it's going to take a while. If they do it at all.
I think if they do change the name, it could potentially happen before they move into a new stadium.
Yeah, I would bet against that.
I think that could it could happen. We'll just have to wait and see. Washington District, I don't know that I'm feeling that much. I appreciate all the work Brendan put into his pitch, to his approach, but it's just not my thing.
I can't believe someone got up at 6 in the morning from Winston-Salem, yeah, right next to Wake Forest University, yes, and wanted to talk about changing the name to the district.
He did. That's our guy, Brendan. We appreciate him listening.
He's been calling for a while.
Really?
I told him he had to call back on a Thursday. Usually, I don't put those calls through because they're horrendous. But
right.
He was jacked. He had good presentation.
Sure.
Good caller. So
it works.
And you like the name. You actually
I don't like
it.
The name, but it's better than Commanders. It's better than Gold.
Well, anything's better than Commanders.
Do you think they're going to move off Commanders? Trap.
No. No.
I don't think so
yes,
either.
Yes, yes, yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Valdez, do you think they're going to move off Commanders?
Depends. Like if they go to the Super Bowl this year,
right?
Then all of a sudden there's.
Well, that's saying. That's a funny joke.
I mean, we're 2 weeks in the season. Anything can happen.
Right.
They go to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, because they're definitely good enough.
Win the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. It sticks with you.
He has been watching the Orioles on Sundays.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, JP mentioned that Guardians account on Twitter. It is a virus. You can't, like, outside. They show up everywhere.
Right.
Every mention. You can't do anything on the Junkies Twitter without thousands of things blocking up everything you're trying to navigate.
It's like the World War Z virus.
Congratulations. You got 90,000 signatures.
Right.
They're still not going to be the Redskins.
No, it's just never going to happen. You have to find a new battle. You have to find a new passion. You know? All right. It's a big show on an open line Thursday here on the Junks. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. We will talk to him coming up at 7:20, and be sure to have your fantasy football questions ready for Dave Richard. He will join us as he does every Thursday at 8 a.m. We'll do the Junk Sports page when we come back. Time for the Junk Sports page, brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I need a savings calculator across the board in life.
Well, who doesn't?
You do?
I know you do.
Hey, it's right here.
It's in your brain. It's hardwired into your brain.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is and when it's coming in.
Yeah, sure.
How much is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a life ponderer. You've already established that, John Paul Flamack.
Trying to think of the last time I actually used like a real like nuts and bolts calculator. It's probably been years.
Actually,
like, why
use
would
one.
I use a calculator?
I use one almost daily because I do something that is outdated, but
yeah,
I'm committed to the bit.
Okay, what is
it? I balance my checkbook.
Oh, no, you don't. You still do that?
Sure.
You balance your checkbook.
Like, I do not.
Hold on. Like, so you have like a physical checkbook, and in the
correct
back there's like a ledger, and you write down like all the money that's going in and any check that's written on the account.
Correct. Any check, any withdrawal?
I think you're the last person.
Any deposit?
I think you're the last person on planet Earth doing that.
I write checks. I just don't keep a ledger of, you know, balance.
Right.
I don't do that. If I need to do that, just go online and look at the balance.
Sure.
Because I got so many monthly withdrawals.
Right.
I mean, I would lose track. But you obviously don't.
Yeah, he's doing it by hand.
I don't know how.
That's an old school bit.
All right, boys, we got Thursday night football tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Got one college game, but you're not interested. South Alabama and App State.
Oh, you're interested if you have a college fantasy lineup, which I think at least a few of the people in this room do.
Yeah, I think I won't be watching Gio Lopez from South Alabama.
So you got Lopez
four touchdowns a game.
Of course,
you got
Aguiar, the quarterback for App State.
Yeah.
But the big one is obviously in the NFL, New England at the Jets, 8:15 start on Amazon Prime.
That's right.
Patriots have been feisty to start the season.
They have. They've not been an easy out. They went on the road against Cincinnati. We all know that well. That knocked us out of Survivor. And they forced
they played Seattle tough.
Yep. Against Seattle.
Yep. Your current number, okay? Your current number is the Jets lay 6, and your tote is 38.5.
Don't like that as an avid fantasy football player. That just means they're expecting a low-scoring game, not a lot of offensive fireworks.
That's true.
I don't like that. I like games that tickle 50 as a total. This one's not even tickling 40.
No, it's not.
Don't like that. Don't like it one bit.
Brissett's been okay, right? I'm looking at his numbers, only one touchdown pass.
He's been decent.
Through two games, he's thrown for 270 yards, but he's taking care of the ball.
He's exactly what they signed him to be.
Right.
A caretaker of the offense until Drake May is ready to play.
And,
they're giving Drake May allegedly 30% of the snaps in practice, which is really, really high for a backup quarterback. So they are grooming him. You wonder when they insert him into the lineup. If you had to guess right now.
Let me look at the schedule.
I think guessing week 9.
Don't they face the Niners?
They play the
next?
Niners in San Francisco next week.
I don't think that's going to be his.
I think it might be midway through the season.
Could
week
be.
9.
I'd say between like week 6 and 8 seem like a decent time to do it.
I think they would start him at home, and they've got a 4-game stretch where they play 4 in a row at home. Dolphins, Texans, Jags, Jets. And that starts in that's basically all of October. So I'm going to say one of those games.
Mm-hmm. Seems to make sense.
So maybe week 7, week 8, kind of depends on how those teams are faring.
But they could be committed to the bit. I mean, Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. Maybe they'll be committed to the bit, be like, we're going to give Drake May a full year to develop. I doubt it, but maybe that's what happens.
Yeah. I feel like, just based on what I'm reading, that they have kind of ramped up the percentage of first-team snaps in practice over the last few weeks.
Yes.
So maybe in a couple weeks it's 50%. Instead of 30.
What is the latest on Breece Hall? I believe he's nursing a quad injury. You have any updates for me?
Let me go to the injury page for that particular game.
I think he's good to go, but like anytime a running back has a quad injury, you kind of raise your eyebrow.
He's currently not on the injury report.
Well, that's great news then.
Guys on the injury report for the Jets. Jermaine Johnson, he tore his Achilles out for the year.
Yep.
That's a big loss
for them.
Bad
news.
C.J. Mosley, linebacker, he's questionable with a toe injury. But they don't have Breece Hall on the injury report for tonight.
Well, that's good news for Breece Hall managers.
Patriots have 5 or 6 guys, maybe more, 7 on the injury report. But, Breece Hall, he is battling that quad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a couple people that I know picked up Braylon Allen.
It's a good pickup. It's a really good pickup.
But you know what? I think Breece is going to go.
He is, but Braylon Allen had a role last week. He scored 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
He's 20 years old, by the way.
He's
just let that sink in.
He's young.
I think he's the youngest player currently in the NFL. 20. Mm-hmm. And seeing meaningful snaps as a rookie.
Yeah.
That's a good mid-round pick there by the
Jets. It's kind of crazy that you say that because Utah plays Oklahoma State this weekend in college.
Right.
And they're 2 quarterbacks in that game. Mm-hmm. Cam Rising, who was hurt last week, but I think he's going to go this week. And Alan Bowman, the quarterback for Oklahoma State. Their combined age, I believe, is 50.
Okay. Yes, I think they're both 24, 25.
Think about that.
College graybeards.
Alan Bowman, the quarterback for Oak State, has played for 3 teams, and he's 20. He's played 7 years of college football, and I believe he's almost 25, if not 25 already.
Mm.
And Braylon Allen is 20.
Yeah.
In the NFL.
In the NFL.
You know, Bryce Young's obviously been struggling for, call it, 19 games. full season last year and 2 games this year. And the rumor was that they were going to look to trade Bryce Young, but Dave Canales, their coach, talked about it yesterday in a presser, and he said they are not going to trade Bryce Young.
Well, who would trade for Bryce Young? I mean, his value is at an all-time
low. Maybe the Dolphins?
Somebody might.
Aren't the Dolphins desperate? I know they brought in Tyler Huntley. They've got Skylar Thompson, but Tua is now on the injured list.
Yeah, he's going to miss.
He's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, minimum 4 games.
And who knows what happens with somebody who's had that many concussions? Like he could be out for 2 months, 3 months. Who the hell knows what's going to happen with Tua? I'm not saying Bryce Young is some world beater, but we talked about situations. This would obviously be a great offensive mind with great offensive weapons. Maybe he would be. I would assume he'd be an upgrade on Skylar Thompson. Maybe he'd be a good fit.
Maybe.
By the way, Tua's not big, so they're used to playing with a smaller quarterback.
Yeah, but he's not as small as Bryce Young. No. I can't part with draft capital to pick up a shrimpy quarterback who flamed out in his first stop.
What if it's just a second rounder for a guy who was the number one pick a year ago?
Second rounder.
They ain't gonna trade.
They'd be lucky to get a fifth rounder for Bryce Young at this point.
Nobody in the league would trade a second rounder for Bryce Young.
No NFL general manager that would part with a second rounder.
If the Panthers could get a second rounder for Bryce Young, they would
have done it yesterday.
But anyway, so Canales said that they are not interested and not considering trading Bryce Young. And Canales had a presser yesterday, talked to the local media. They benched Young, of course, and they said that they're just, you know, we know that the media is asking about possibly trading the second-year quarterback, but they're not going to do that.
I saw another hypothetical trade.
But, again, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? They also said they weren't benching Bryce Young.
Right. Right. What they say doesn't mean anything.
That's true.
I saw another hypothetical trade yesterday, which involved Matthew Stafford. The Rams look like they're just heading south.
Oh, their season's just completely unraveling at this point.
Cooper Kupp now out.
Puka Nacua. Shell,
Puka's out.
Multiple injuries across their offensive line.
Yeah,
so
that
maybe they
over.
Trade Matthew Stafford while there's value. And a team like, would the Dolphins trade a first-round pick for Matthew Stafford?
JP, I don't know if you understand how trades in the NFL work. Nobody's trading a first-round pick for Matt Stafford. And
that's where I'll disagree with you.
And nobody's trading a second-round pick for Bryce Young.
I think that's your perception, but I mean, the NFL analysts, including guys like Mike Tannenbaum, who have been GMs in the league, they say it would be a first-round pick, if not for Matthew Stafford.
There's a reason.
Because teams need quarterbacks.
There's a reason Mike Tannenbaum is commenting on what NFL general managers do, and he's not an NFL general manager any longer. Because he sounds like he would give up a first-round pick for an old, creaky Matt Stafford. I'm telling you, JP, there's not one NFL general manager walking the face of the earth that would part with a first-round pick for Matt Stafford. Current-day Matt Stafford.
Yeah, I mean, that seems pretty high.
Maybe like a third-round pick? Not
but
a
I do agree with
pick.
You. No one's trading the second rounder for Bryce.
No, just not happening.
Hey, you know what? ESPN senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski is going to retire from television and become the general manager. Yes, colleges now have GMs. Mm-hmm. The men's basketball team at St. Bonaventure, his alma mater.
Guy's just going for a quality of life.
He's 55. He's been working at ESPN since 2017. Previously worked for Yahoo and the Record of Bergen County in New Jersey. And he's heavily involved with St. Bonaventure, and he's going to become the general manager of their basketball team. And you're asking yourself, what do you mean GMs? GMs in college? Yeah, colleges are now hiring GMs for their sports because the sports teams are basically pro teams.
Mm-hmm.
You've got free agency, you've got NIL, you've got portal, you've got all that. They're hiring people to run their particular teams. Alabama did it for football a few weeks ago. They hired a guy, Courtney Morgan, as the general manager, paying him $2.5 million
Wow.
To be the general manager of the football team.
I heard Adam Schefter say basically that it's all about quality of life, that if you are one of these guys who are breaking news, that's your whole job is break news. And Wojnarowski was the best at it in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Schefter's the best at it in the NFL. Him and Albert Breer, I guess. He says you can't have a life.
Right. You're glued.
You often see Schefter on set. He's got multiple phones.
Yeah.
I think Wojnarowski's like that. And so this is a quality of life move.
Yeah. I think like his last deal with ESPN, he was making like $7 million a year.
Mm.
So he's been banking that for a few years. Now he's just going to do something.
Plenty of money.
Yeah. He's got plenty of money. He's clearly taking a pay cut to take the St. Bonnie's job, but it's something he's passionate about and he wants something different.
Back to the trade proposal, Cakes.
Yeah.
This is why I would say Matthew Stafford would command a first-round pick.
Right.
Do you know what Chase Young netted?
I can't remember.
A third-rounder.
Well, that's somebody overpaid for Chase Young, is in my opinion. I don't know why you would pay that sort of capital.
Yeah, but there's also about 14 years age difference between the two.
Right.
Sure, but one it would help you. Let's say Tua is out for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
One would help you in Matthew Stafford potentially win a Super Bowl, if you believe you're a Super Bowl contender.
Maybe.
Which a lot of people thought the Dolphins were a Super Bowl contender.
We're going to agree to disagree. I just don't think anybody's parting that draft capital.
What happens if doctors clear Tua in 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, that's an unknown.
Then what are you going to do, sit Tua behind Matt Stafford
for
the rest of the year?
They're going to hope Skylar Thompson keeps him afloat for the next month. That he can go 500 somehow, and that Tua is able to come back.
I'm trying to understand JP's. So, Chase, hold on. The point is Chase Young garnered a third-round pick?
I'm pretty sure if you were to trade for a top-notch quarterback, you're going to have to surrender a first-round pick.
I don't.
It's much more valuable than Chase Young, a guy who was
in top-notch questionable at this level. If you look at this point,
if you were trading for Justin Herbert, all right, different story. But Matt Stafford
or Josh Allen or you know somebody
doing a lot of lists. Matthew Stafford was considered a top five quarterback in the league this year.
Well, I don't know what list you're looking at, but.
Maybe he's right. Let's put some money on it. I want to put money on it.
They're not
going to. I'll put money on your side.
No, no. If he gets traded for a first round pick, Cakes and I will pay you $10.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Not
like
a first
that.
Round pick.
You pay $100.
You pay us. You pay
five
us
each.
That's the safest money you'll ever have.
Yeah, fine. Five each.
Yeah, sure.
And if there's no trade,
done.
No money.
Right. Deal.
Didn't the 49ers desperately want a first round pick for Brandon Ayuk?
Yes. Well. They wanted a player too, yeah. But yes.
Yeah, and what happened there?
Well, they also called
crickets.
They called the Vikings about Justin Jefferson.
Right.
They were gonna trade Ayuk to the Vikings, mm-hmm. but they wanted Justin Jefferson
and
back.
The Vikings said
right. Yeah.
They laughed into the phone. I'm sure we're gonna deal Justin Jefferson away for Ayuk.
All right,
it's not happening.
Real quick, Caitlin Clark is in town. Mm-hmm. She's currently sleeping in a hotel somewhere down here. I don't know where.
Ooh, bother the pro. Let's resurrect it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's find out where she's at.
But JP, John Paul Flame, sitting to my left, is going to the game tonight.
He is, yes.
And Caitlin Clark is scheduled to play. I didn't look at the WNBA standings. I don't know if this game means anything for them.
They've clinched the sixth.
So they're already in for the six.
I think they're locked into the sixth seed.
Okay. So maybe she plays for half the game. I can't imagine she's going to play a full game. Baseball last night, real quick. Orioles have lost 8 of 10. I mean, they're just disintegrating. Going to make the playoffs, but they're 5 back of the Yankees now. The Yankees won 2-1. So the Yankees have clinched a playoff spot. They're going to win the division. The Orioles, I don't know what took them so long, Mr. Matt Valdez. They finally cut Craig Kimbrell, who in his last appearance, I think he gave up like 5 runs or 6 runs a couple nights ago.
I think it was not last 2 nights ago.
So was it 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
He's terrible. Bye-bye, Craig Kimbrell. The Milwaukee Brewers clinched the division NL Central. So you got the Yankees in. You got the Milwaukee Brewers in. Shohei Ohtani stole another base last night. So now he's got 47 bombs.
I think he's got 48 bombs.
48 bombs, 49 stolen bases. So he's 48-49.
Back to the Indiana Fever for 51, and Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
They're 20-19 with this last game to be played. The Phoenix Mercury are one behind them at 19-20. So Indiana kind of needs to win.
Okay. All right.
And maybe the Mystics need a win because they're a game behind Atlanta for the last playoff spot.
Oh, I know the Mystics need to play everybody. But I just didn't know if Caitlin Clark was going to play. And the Nats, by the way, outscored by the Mets in this latest 3-game series 22-2. They lost 10-1 two nights ago. They lose 10-0 last night.
Not very good. Not great on the Nats front, at least in the Mets series. Coming up later on the show at 7:20, we'll talk to Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, and Dave Richard joins us at 8 to talk all things fantasy football here on the Junks. Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live, Ricky. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You're welcome to chime in about Commanders Monday Night Football matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Whatever you want.
The rest of NFL Week 3, which kicks off tonight between the Patriots and the Jets. Tell us if you're heading down to Capital One Arena for the Mystics Fever game as Caitlin Clark is in town. JP is doing that later tonight.
I'll be going to Capital One 3 times in 9 days.
Ooh, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's our record for
that
you.
That is a lot. So it's the
well, actually, if we include our trip on Tuesday, that's 4 times
that
in
counts.
About,
I mean,
12 days.
We were basically
11
right,
days
right at Capital One Arena for our broadcast on, what was that, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I'll go to Caitlin Clark tonight.
Yes.
I'll go see Jelly Roll on Saturday. And then the following Saturday, I'm going to go see Sebastian Maniscalco.
That is a busy run for you at COA.
Have fun.
Very good for you. Sad news coming out yesterday. Somebody you won't be seeing at Capital One Arena, at least not on the ice, is TJ Oshie. Goes to long-term IR. And we kind of expected
that.
We
kind of knew that, yeah.
Yeah, we saw the way he was struggling with his gimpy back throughout this most recent NHL season with the Capitals. It's just another of the 2018 Stanley Cup roster that's just not going to be with the team any longer. I think there's only three guys left. Yeah. Three guys left from that Stanley Cup winning team. Ovi,
Carly,
Willie.
Willie.
That's it.
Yeah.
Everybody else is gone.
And it makes sense for TJ. I mean.
Totally.
I've heard from other people, I'm not going to name them, that he is going to retire.
Right.
Surprised he hasn't actually announced it yet. Could be a contractual thing.
I'm sure that that's what the going on the long-term IR, they continue to get paid.
He still gets paid.
Same thing with Backstrom.
But yeah. I would be surprised. I mean, his back is in such bad shape. But right. I can't imagine. He's got three or four young kids. He's got at least three.
I think it's three, but
he loves to play golf.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he joined River Bend Country Club.
Okay.
And he loves to play golf. So you need a sound, healthy back. I just can't imagine he's going to just completely disintegrate his back and for his entire life. Mm-hmm. That's a potential by playing hockey again. I just can't imagine. I think he's going to announce a retirement maybe at the end of the year, yeah. maybe in midway through the year, but I don't think we're going to see TJ again.
But maybe he believes there's a procedure that can help him. You had a couple of back surgeries in yep. your 20s.
Mm-hmm. Long time ago.
After the first one, you're probably thinking, okay, I'm good to go. And then you had to have another one.
Yeah, but I think his were more serious. I'm pretty sure his latest back injury is more serious than both of mine.
Yeah, he's only on the books for this upcoming season
yeah.
for his contract.
All right, so he'll get paid the rest of the year.
Yeah, so I would imagine he's on the long-term IR throughout the season,
yep.
announces a retirement at the end of the season, unless something drastically improves with his health condition.
Yeah, I just don't think
which I don't see happening.
I don't think he's going to chance it.
So he may be done.
He's 38 years old.
Yep.
He may be done playing with the Capitals, much like we are done in the circa. Survivor pool.
I mean, we
lost in week one.
He didn't even have a sweat.
But maybe very there's distressing. A chance. Our pal Chris Stone from Ref the District.
Yes.
Texted me, maybe okay. texted you.
Didn't text
texted
me.
A few of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt bad because he had sent me a text and he said, hey, we kicked butt in the Survivor pool last mm-hmm. year.
Yeah.
Made it all the way to the end. I don't think it was the Circa Sports yeah. Survivor pool, but in a different Survivor pool, and he said, look, this is what you do. And I actually think these were pretty basic
mm-hmm.
because this was my methodology to an extent. He's like, pick the biggest favorite on the board.
Well, we did that in week one.
Don't save teams.
Right.
Pick home teams. And then when push comes to shove, pick the better quarterback.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We did all that, and we lost in week one.
By the way, that couldn't be more obvious.
I agree.
I mean, I can't believe people actually give pointers on survivor pools and strategies. We've been watching the NFL for freaking 50 years. We know what the strategy is for picking better teams against good teams.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Don't kill the messenger.
I just think it's stupid that people say, I'm an expert in survivor pool strategy.
Right.
No, you're not. You just got to get lucky.
Nobody is.
You just got to get lucky.
Big John was blowing up my Facebook DM saying, I told you, I know what I'm doing. You don't.
No, he doesn't. He ain't going to win.
Nobody anyway, does. Stoner sent a message, and he said, here's how we're going to make it up to you. When you guys enter the second chance pool via Drab around week five, we've got your entry fee. Not only that, but we'll free roll you for two entries. No strings attached.
That's huge.
All right,
you guys choose your own teams, collect all the winnings. Only thing we ask is to convince Drab to allow us a separate entry of our own into his super secret pool.
Oh, I've barely even knew Drab had a super secret pool.
Well, it's not yes, it is a secret super secret pool. But there's a lot of people in it.
Right.
But there's a lot of different ones out there. I think Chris just wants to be
he wants
the
to be
action
in the,
with the junks.
Yeah, right. In the same one that we're in.
Okay.
He wants to have a sweat with
sure,
us.
Sure, we can do that.
So, I saw there yeah. was some sort of Circa Sports Survivor empathy entry.
Okay.
And I think they were allowing people to get in now back in on Circa
really?
Sports. Yes.
Well, I mean, it makes
because
sense.
Because so many people lost in the first 2 weeks.
Out of 14,266 total entries to the Circa Survivor pool. Okay, the winner take all prize is $14.2 million. Only 3877 remain.
I mean, lose 70%.
Yep.
Aren't you guys curious how Drab and Valdez are doing in our survivor pool? Nobody asked. This
I am
week.
Curious. I didn't even know you
Hold
guys
on.
Were in one.
Which one are you
Remember,
talking about?
Remember, we told you
they
we
won
were
with the Seahawks in week one.
Yeah, yeah so we're in the kiddie pool.
We're in the nub survivor.
Yeah.
Who'd you go with in week two?
It was a team decision.
Uh-oh.
We did not go with the Ravens.
Hold on. Can I guess?
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. Means your
actually
aligned.
The stars aligned because we said, well, let's fade the Ravens because we'll be kind of at the front of the line,
right?
If they get bounced,
sure.
So we zagged, and we took.
Hold on. Can I guess?
Yeah.
I think I know who
I
you
think.
Took.
I think you took the Arizona Cardinals.
No, I think they pulled the ultimate zag.
What?
I think they took the Washington Commanders.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to indicate that they may be picked against the Ravens.
There's no way they took the Ravens.
No, we said
No. They're saying they faded.
They faded all
because they knew everyone was taking.
They knew the public dummies were all on the Ravens, and they all lost. I think you took the comms.
We took.
And by the way, this is a big stony strategy right here.
Okay. Go ahead, Valdez.
We took. JP's Colts.
Ooh. Loser.
Oh, you took the Colts against the Packers?
Malik Willis.
And bought into Anthony Richardson.
Oh, yeah. You took a road team.
We took a road team.
Malik Willis.
You botched that one.
Malik Willis.
It's actually kind of a good bet because Malik Willis had never even thrown for 100 yards.
But you bet on Anthony Richardson, who's played like three games.
He'd be at a silly in week one.
Yeah. Fine. But he also lost in week one.
AR could have handed it off 80 times to Jonathan Taylor. He should have.
Packers scored like 15 points.
Yeah. Matt LaFleur came up with a masterful game plan and ran the ball down the stupid Colts' throats. And minimize Malik Willis and came out of there with a win. Mm. Oh, I feel bad for you guys.
So we're out of the big pool.
Tragic.
You're out of the kiddie pool.
All right, well, we got to jump back in. If he's going to free roll
us. Yeah, we got to get back in.
It starts next weekend. The rebuy starts in week four.
Perfect. We can put our heads. We have a.
So then we're all in the kiddie pool again? Is that the deal?
Jumping in.
Yeah, come on in. The water's warm.
Beat first, baby.
All right, so you guys will have your own entry. And then the four of us will have our own entry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it. It's fantastic.
And keep thinking it's a little nubby pool when there's a lot, you know, 80,000 on the line for the rebuy pool.
That's a lot of money.
I'm just using the term that you used. Yeah. You called it a kiddie pool.
I got to start looking at the week four lines already.
No,
matchups.
We're in. I mean, totally if he's willing to offer that, we are in.
All the chips are in the middle.
I got to figure out how to get the money out of my FanDuel account to pay you guys for our parlay.
Yeah,
win.
You do. You're kind of sitting on our money at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done it.
I want my $65.
Yeah, you show me during the break.
Whenever I'm due.
Charge interest.
When we come back, we will hit the skins. And coming up at 7:20, we'll be joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger here on the Junkies.